Historical sources show that when the Quran was revealed, Arab society did not have the technology to enable them to carry out any investigations of nature or the universe. This means that there is an incomparable difference between the level of science and technology at the time when the Prophet Muhammad lived and that of our own time. Despite this, the hadiths of our Prophet have revealed a great many technological advances that will be made in the end times. Let us now have a look at these technological advances. At that time, lifespans will grow longer. The average life expectancy is now much greater than it has ever been in the 1,400 years since our Prophet gave these tidings. There is even a great difference in this regard between the beginning and the end of the 20th century. The development of health services due to the advance of medical technology have made such a gain possible. In addition, development in genetic science and the rapidly advancing human genome project are about to begin a totally new era in the field of health. These advances are on such a scale that the people who lived in earlier times could never even have conceived of them. The hour will not be established till the people compete with one another in constructing high buildings. If we look at the history of architecture and engineering, we see that multi-storied buildings began to be constructed towards the end of the 19th century. Technological progress, the spread of steel and the use of electric lifts have accelerated the building of skyscrapers. What the hadith says has come true. People would compete in the construction of tall buildings, and nations would enter into rivalry with one another to see who could build the tallest skyscrapers. The last day will not be established until time will pass quickly. Great distances will be traversed in short spans of time. In our time, supersonic aircraft, trains, and other advanced vehicles can travel in a few hours the distance it used to take months to cross, and they can do it more easily, comfortably, and safely. The sign in the hadiths has come true in this way. The statement that time will pass quickly in the first hadith can be looked at in this light. It is clear that God's messenger said that, at the end times, things would be completed in a much shorter time compared to other periods. Indeed, the advance of science makes it possible for all jobs to be done in a much shorter time and for much better results to be achieved. Another similar hadith points in that same direction. The last hour will not come before time contracts, a year being like a month like a week like a day like an hour, and an hour like the kindling of a fire. Hundreds of years ago, for instance, communication between continents would take weeks, whereas now it is a matter of seconds with the internet and satellites equipped with modern communications technology. Today, millions of books can be published in the time it took a few centuries ago to write one single book. Daily things such as cleaning, cooking, and childcare no longer take a long time with the help of technological wonders. In short, when we look at today's technology, we see all the developments set out in the hadiths of our Prophet. The last day will not come until a person's own voice speaks to him. One of our Prophet's hadiths points to the development of communications technology in these terms. For a person to hear his own voice, first it has to be recorded and then listened to. Voice recording and reproduction technology are products of the 20th century. Other hadiths indicating the development in communications technology that will be experienced in the approach of the last day read, "A voice will call him by name, and even people in the east and west will hear it." This voice will spread over the entire world, and every nation will hear it in their own language. A voice from the sky that everyone will hear in his own language. These hadiths mention a voice that will be heard throughout the whole world in everyone's own language. Evidently, this refers to radio, television, and other such methods of communication. It is a miracle that 1,400 years ago, the Prophet referred to a development that was unimaginable even 100 years ago.